Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic health share ministry to provide an affordable health sharing program rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthshare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. It's Tuesday. It's open forum. We welcome back the world traveler himself, the director of apologetics and evangelization here at Catholic Answers. Pretty much just off the plane from Rome. Tim Staples, welcome back.
It is great to be with you. Now, if I fall asleep during this, you wake me up, right? My clock is all messed up.
If we need you, I'll wake you. All right. Otherwise, I'll just let you sleep. Yes. So what were you doing over in Rome?
Well, just I was invited to a wonderful ecumenical gathering put on by this a wonderful group. Thomas Wykes, who has become a dear friend, has an organization called the Springtime of Evangelization Foundation, and they put on various conferences around the world where they bring together people of all different faiths, and we have just an amazing time. And it is definitely Catholic, and everybody there knows that we are Catholics, but we invite people. I mean, we had some wonderful talks. Bob Ferris from the
Alliance Defending Freedom.
I got to get that in my head. Alliance Defending Freedom. Wonderful man. His group is 5-0 arguing before the Supreme Court, fighting for religious freedom, for life, for marriage, for, you know, unbelievable presentation he gave. We had a Dr. Piper from Wesleyan University, I forget exactly where, who gave a powerful, powerful talk on how the evangelical movement is collapsing morally, theologically, and how he said in his talk how, you know, he writes a book defending, you know, moral absolutes and absolute truth. And he goes, I get more support from Catholics than I do from evangelicals, you know.
But yeah.
It was just a wonderful presentation. Cardinal Lorenzo brought the house down with his talk.
Yeah.
The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Absolutely amazing. But we just had so many. We had Michael von Habsburg of the famous Habsburg, and his
wife.
They
used to run the world.
They did.
For a long time.
In fact, his forefathers, not long ago. I mean, you know, you love the sound of music.
Yeah.
Remember
right.
When the oldest daughter says, my father was decorated by the emperor. Well, that was like his grandfather.
Yeah, right.
That was the emperor. But a wonderful presentation. He is an archduke, by the way, and his wife, the archduchess, was there too. And they gave kind of a joint presentation on how Hungary has preserved the faith, how they're pro-life, pro-family. They've stood up against the bullying of the United Nations and the EU and such, and are standing strong.
Praise God. I got to find out more about Hungary. I don't know that story.
Oh, my goodness, brother. Yes, you do.
All right.
I tell you, everybody in that room, man, we were walking on clouds after hearing these presentations. And there was a whole lot more presentations from various different faiths, but Tim Staples gave a talk called The Papacy, the Source of Unity for the Body of Christ. And I was told it was a little hard-hitting for an ecumenical meeting, but actually Thomas said, attaboy!
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you have to come tell the truth. I mean, you can't have false ecumenism.
Absolutely. No. And we also had Monsignor Keith, the ordinary of the Anglican ordinariate.
Uh-huh.
He hit the thing out of the park because his talk was exactly that. How you know?
I wonder if these things are available anywhere. These talks, like, will they?
No, actually, it's an invitation only,
uh-huh.
And so we kept. They didn't allow.
No recordings.
No cameras, no recordings allowed. And mm-hmm. But it, I'm telling you, brother, it was phenomenal. Oh, we had this, I could go on all day. Let me tell you, the presentations, though, were absolutely amazing. This Dr. Chiara, an Italian lady, I can't remember her last name, who gave a talk on beauty in liturgy and music and art that would blow your mind. It was Father Thomas Dubé. You know, it was
wonderful.
The evidential power of beauty sort of presentation.
Yeah, right.
And she is a PhD. She has degrees in theology as well as in music. And it was glorious, man. And then, of course, we had tours of the Vatican and the Lateran with a tour guide that would just blow your mind. Who
you don't sound like you're going to fall asleep on me, Tim.
No. It was exciting.
Well, because I was going to give you some news that'll wake you up.
Yes.
It is Pledge Drive Week.
Oh, my goodness.
Only one of only four times a year that we come to our listeners and ask them to support us. But here's the part that's going to wake you up. We have a $15,000 match this hour.
$15,000?
Yeah. Starting off with a $15,000 match.
We've never had one that big, have we, to start off?
I don't know.
I think we had a 10, but I don't think
we have had a 10. Yeah, but $15,000 this hour. And so we only ask for support 6 hours every quarter.
Yes.
We're in the first hour. Well, we're 6.5 minutes into the first hour. So if you have been considering or would please consider supporting Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live, keep this show on the air. We need your help. 888-291-8000 is the number. Every pledge up to $15,000 will be matched by a donor dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation there.
Yeah, and guys, I have been out of the country. In fact, right before my Europe, I was in Australia, so it's been insane, my travel schedule, so I didn't even know about this. This is fantastic, $15,000 match, but I do know this, folks, at Catholic Answers, we are in need right now.
We are.
We are in need. This is one of these times, folks, where normally we have a summer slump, but this time we have a fall slump. This is a weird situation. I haven't seen this happen since I've been here at Catholic Answers. Normally, this is a time where we start taking off. And for whatever reason, folks, the donations are not there right now. So, folks, we really need your help. This is one thing I've been keeping up from 35,000 feet. I've been on my computer and keeping up on our situation here at Catholic Answers. And, folks, we need you right now. This is a very, very serious time at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. Again, that's 888-291-8000. We're very blessed to have this $15,000 match right here. We cannot let that falter. But, folks, we need the $25 a month givers.
Yeah, we do.
We need
indeed.
The $100 a month givers. We need those. There may be some folks here that can give that $1,000, that $5,000, or even $10,000 gift. And I'm not going to go crazy here. Well, maybe a little crazy. But I'm just going to urge you, folks, right from the start, we need you to go to phones right now because we are in I think it's a pretty serious time because of what I got anyway, the drop off. And again, when I'm on the airplane, I'm reading this, I'm going, what in the world's going on here?
I know, because the summer was very, very strong.
It was strong for the summer.
Right, yeah.
And now it's, wow, okay. But folks, fear not. God is here. I believe, you know what, maybe it's because I just came from Rome and saw just incredible things. I can't even begin to tell you what I saw in Rome. We were there for the Holy Father's Angelus and his noon presentation. Absolutely phenomenal. Mass, going to confession in the Vatican, brother. I mean, it's just, wow. Cardinal Arinze just blew our socks off. Folks, it is an exciting time to be Catholic right now, but folks, we need your help. Don't let the devil tell you that your $25 gift is not going to do anything, so I'm not going to call. We need every one of you. Folks, little secret here, that's how we survive at Catholic Answers. We don't have the big donors that a lot of folks do. I mean, we've never had a seven-figure gift. People are usually surprised when I say that because a lot of apostolates live on those big seven-figure gifts. We've never had one, folks. We've never even had a half a million given at one time. We've never even had 400 grand given at one time. But what we do have are about 30,000 people who give or buy from us on a fairly regular basis. And we want you to be added to that number. at 888-291-8000. And for our radio drive in particular, folks, we survive on what? 13 people per tower, is it?
That's where we are right now. I have the note right here. It's 13 supporters per station. And we
My goodness.
We have a goal of just get it up to 15 or 20. Let's see if we can get it to 15 or 20, because then we're actually in really good shape.
Yes.
Isn't that strange?
It is so strange. So, folks, did you hear what Saicha said? That means you need to pick up the phone right now and be one of those. Because now, remember, Sai, I always like to tell the folks, we have an attrition rate.
Yep.
And every 3 months, the first thing we have to do is replenish those who have stopped giving. And for whatever reason, sometimes people die or people move away from an area and they go to an area that doesn't have Catholic radio anymore. And so they just stop giving.
Mm-hmm.
We have a consistent attrition rate. And the first thing we have to do is replace that. And that's absolutely crucial. Because if we don't do that, we're in trouble, right?
We're going in the wrong direction.
We're going in the wrong direction. So be one of those at 888-291-8000 and get your money doubled. $15,000 match. That is outstanding. Folks, call right now, 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can give there. But then also, if we can take that up from that 13 per tower to that 14 or 15, folks, we got a whole lot more stuff that we'd like to do at Catholic Answers that hopefully we will be able to do. So join with us. We're going to make up for this shortfall that we're going through right now, or at least a good portion of it. And let's move forward. It is too important right now. So get on the phones at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. $10 a month, $20 a month, $25 a month. And I got to believe there's some folks out there that can give that, you know, $100, $500 a month, or perhaps that one-time gift of $5,000 that we could really use right now.
888-291-8000, a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. A little more than half the phone's full right now. Let's fill those up because we are going to go take questions. We don't give up our regular job while we do this fundraising. So we're going to head to those phones, the question phones, I should say, in just a second. So if you will dial 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Every dollar that you give will be doubled. Let's just give you a quick example, and then I'll go to a caller. If you are able to make that $20 a month pledge, okay, so that's $240 over 12 months. That $240 gets matched today. It doesn't wait for the whole 12 months. So you make a $240 pledge over the course of a year, gets matched. $20 a month donation right now means $480 to us. It doesn't take very many of those to put us in really, really good shape. Let's use up that match. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And let's go to a call. Let's start with Jordan in Detroit, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Jordan, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
So, Tim, I was wondering if you could give us a brief history lesson of what historically happened after, like, church councils where they would condemn certain heresies or schisms. Would those heretical groups, would they try to form their own church and then that would eventually die off, or did they accept the decision made by the church?
Right. Oh, that's a great question. And of course, that history varies from heresy to heresy, as you know. You know, we could just pick one, say Arianism, which was probably the most grave heresy, certainly of the first 1,000 years, perhaps ever, in the church. And it has an interesting history because, of course, it was the Alexandrian priest Arius, who was the father of Arianism, early 4th century, and it would be condemned at the First Council of Nicaea in 325. But actually, the heresy got stronger after the condemnation than before. What does that tell you? What it tells you is Catholics are really good at rebelling against the church, you know, and that it's something you go back through 21 ecumenical councils and you'll find the same thing happening over and over again. Everybody knows more than the Pope, right? And, you know, the church and in union with the Pope condemns this heresy. It actually got worse by about 355 AD in the empire. Of course, the emperor had become Arian, and most of the patriarchs, you had, according to some accounts, 70-80% of the bishops of the world were heretics, were Arians. I mean, it was incredibly powerful heresy. And it, but what would end up happening is you would split the Arians, start splitting among themselves. That was one of the things that, that weakens them. And then, of course, you had First Constantinople in 381 that put the hammer down, and Arianism would quickly fall apart. But you did have a number of their leading adherents come back to the faith. There was a huge, and let's face it, you know, we had some of the greatest minds in the history of the world who came to the defense of the faith, and that was a huge part of putting the heresy down. Many of them converted. In fact, you can read in the early decades after the council of the church wrestling with, do we have to rebaptize them? Because so many were coming back into the church.
Yeah.
You know, you read about that. So there was a huge exodus from the heresy back into the church, thanks to the works of the greats like St. Hilary of Poitiers, of course, who wrote a seminal work on the Trinity, St. Augustine as well, St. Athanasius. We could go down the list, St. Epiphanius and others. So, you know, if you go down, obviously we don't have time to do heresy by heresy, but it is a fascinating study to see how some heresies end up dissipating, like Arianism. However, they've been revitalized in Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, who teach a very similar Christology. So, you know, that's kind of the history as it goes. But it is an interesting study. It's a good book is Belloc's book on heresies. It's kind of a short little thing, but it's an interesting sort of book that recounts this and shows how, you know, what happens with these heresies. But the one thing that I would leave you with, my brother or sister, whoever asked this question.
That was Jordan, yeah.
Oh, it was Jordan.
You're right.
Is that the one thing that, the one thread through the entire history that remains the same is it's the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church that combats all of them. Each and every one of these heresies, and you'll have some folks who will want to use some of these heretics as, no, these were the real Christians, and it was those evil Catholics who were, it does not work. The Trail of Blood, the famous book, you know, written trying to defend, trace these various heresies back to a true lineage, right, of Baptist theology. It does not work because it is the Catholic Church that condemns each one of these heresies, and the heresies themselves are all over the map and would disagree with each other as well.
Right.
The one thread is the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Jordan, thank you very much for starting us off today with that question. Our number, if you want to get on the line to talk with Tim, is 888-31-TRUTH. But the more important number today, quite frankly, is the number for you to make your donation of support. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match that has 41 and a half minutes left in it. So for the next 41 and a half minutes, we can make $15,000 and we get an additional $15,000. Your pledge matters. 888-291-8000. Let's particularly ask, I think both Tim and I feel this way, for if you've never given to Catholic Answers, but you believe in what we do and you believe in sharing the truth about the Catholic faith and that there should be somewhere where people are just answering all of these attacks and questions and challenges to the Catholic faith. If you never have given, as we approach the end of the year now, we approach the Christmas season, as we have this $15,000 match, this would be a great time to make your first pledge. We really need you. 888-291-8000 is that number. Maybe consider that $20 a month pledge, which becomes, because of the match, $480 to us. A $40 a month pledge becomes $960. I did the math before the show.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say.
Yeah, and that's pretty impressive.
You took a math course.
All of a sudden, I got math savvy. 888-291-8000 is that number. Please fill up those phone lines now. 888-291-8000.
New screen here.
Yeah.
Is those little red things, does that tell us who's on the line?
The red ones are on the line. The green ones are ready to take a call. So we got green ones open.
We've got open lines. We need you on the phones right now at 888-291-8000. This is a very serious time. I tell you, I got really nervous. I was on the plane, actually, and I was reading some of the emails that have been flying around at the office about this downturn in donations. We're trying to figure out what in the world's going on. So, you know, this is a time where we're getting a little nervous here at Catholic Answers. So, folks, we need to hear from you at 888-291-8000. You can go to, also to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if all of the lines are full, please keep trying. Do not give up. And I'm not sure, Cy, I've been, like I said, out of the country. Will they go to, how does that work if all the lines are filled and somebody calls? Do we just ask them to keep calling?
Yeah, I think so. Just keep calling or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com because yes, it's a very simple form this time. They've worked for two pledge drives in a row to get it as simple as possible. It only takes you a couple minutes. And those are counted as part of the pledges for the hour too, for the, right, towards the $15,000. They're immediately and automatically counted. So if you go to Catholic Answers Radio, if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com on your phone, you can do it from your phone. It's optimized for phones as well. Or just keep trying to call 888-291-8000.
And you know what? You can keep Tim Staples' blood pressure down by staying and keep calling because I'm going to get nervous with this $15,000 match. We cannot afford not to make that $15,000,
right,
folks.
That's right.
So again, 888-291-8000. And I want to really piggyback on what you said, Cy. We need the new folks. We need new folks. You've been listening for a while and have never given. We really need to hear from you this time. We've got to increase our base. That's so important for everything we are hoping to do with new radio broadcasts and all sorts of things that we're wanting to do, folks. At 888-291-8000, you can make that happen. And one last thing I have to say, Cy, some of you can double the gift you've already given. Maybe you've given $25 a month. You can do that. Let's jump it up to 50, right? Jump it up to $50 a month. That will have a huge impact, and that too will go toward that match of $15,000.
888-291-8000 is that number to pledge. We are going to continue to take calls. We'll do that in just about 30 seconds now. I'll go back to callers. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go. And as Tim is encouraging you to be a new donor, I'll tell you what, if you're a brand new donor and you can give $20 a month, we're going to send you two wonderful books that we are able to send you because, as I said, it's $20 a month to us with this match. It's $480. First one, you're not going to want to miss.
Oh, boy.
It's a Archbishop Fulton Sheen anthology, The Cries of Jesus from the Cross, an absolutely beautiful book. And we'll also send you Catholic Traditions and Treasures, an illustrated encyclopedia by Dr. Helen Hoffner. Wow. Both of those are yours if you can make a pledge of $20 or more per month. If you can make it more, please make it more because we do have a big match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge right now. Let's go to Alan somewhere in the Midwest. Alan, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, hello. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
The question I have is probably one that you've been asked a trillion times, and it's about what justifies idols in the Catholic Church.
Gotcha.
Now, I have some friends that are Catholic,
yes,
and they go to a chapel where they put the sun idol out there and put the Eucharist in it, and they claim that you're right in the presence of Jesus' Spirit.
Yes.
And what I read is that, you know, that Jesus doesn't live in any man-made idols or, mm-hmm, you know, and idols can be other things like impurity, lust, evil desires, greed,
right,
immorality, stuff like that.
Sure.
Too.
Okay. Well, Alan, let me jump in here. Okay. I really appreciate your call, but nothing justifies idols in any church at any time. In fact, as you know, Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, condemns idolatry, very first commandment, thou shalt not make any graven image of any likeness of anything, be it in heaven or earth or under the sea, and thou shalt not bow down and adore them. But here's the key, Alan, is that commandment has to be understood, including that last phrase, right? And thou shalt not bow down and adore them. What's being condemned there is not having statues or images. What's being condemned is the adoration or the worship of someone or something other than God. The Catholic Church has always condemned the worship or adoration of anything or anyone other than God. Now, when you're talking about the Eucharist, you're not talking about worshiping something or someone other than God, because we believe the Eucharist is Jesus Christ. We believe when Jesus said, "This is my body, this is the chalice in my blood," he meant exactly what he said. He was instituting there the new covenant sacrifice of himself, which is, of course, the only sacrifice that can take away sins. He was sacrificed once for all, as we read in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, once for all, and also in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 11, in a bloody way. But that sacrifice is represented to us through the ministry of the priest, and of course, Jesus is our priest who offers that first sacrifice there on Holy Thursday, and says, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood," which becomes our sacrifice that we offer. And notice in Luke 22:19, my brother, he says then to the apostles, "Do this in memory of me." Do what? Offer the same sacrifice that he offered, that is the sacrifice of himself. And this is why St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 would say concerning this sacrifice, he says, "Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, therefore let us keep the feast." What feast? The Eucharist, my friends, which is what 1 Corinthians is all about. And I'll tell you what, after the break, we'll come back and put a bow on this. But folks, don't stop going to the phones at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you.
Alan, we're so delighted to take your call. That's what we do here at Catholic Answers Live, and that's what you support when you give. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at catholicanswersradio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Tim Staples, who we have not seen enough of the last few months, is here with us both hours today. It's always good when you're here for 2 hours.
Oh,
we
I
build
love
up
it.
A head of steam by that second hour, and then we just...
Amen.
But it is a pledge drive. I want to remind folks that it's pledge drive, and I want to really ask you to consider if you're willing to help us out with this $15,000 match, maybe consider going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, because I am noticing that our lines have been filling up and staying full. And I don't want you to get discouraged. And I certainly don't want you to give up on us. So maybe if you can, if it's convenient for you, use CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you'd like to call, if that's the one that works for you, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. It's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. All we do is explain and defend the Catholic faith.
Amen.
I have to say, I say all we do is explain and defend the Catholic faith, but the truth is today, Catholic Answers also has to explain and defend reality in many cases, because so much of the culture has given up on the real world and lives in a world of I do what I want, I believe what I want, I make it up as I go along. And
sorry, we have to defend biology.
Yeah, we have to defend basic human biology. I know.
You're male and you're a female.
Right. As I've been saying to people lately, I never thought the part of the Bible that was going to become controversial was male and female, he created them. I never thought that was going to become
Genesis 1:26. Yes.
So we have on the line Alan. Alan is not a Catholic. He asked us in a very polite and friendly way why we Catholics worship idols. And Tim, you were in the midst of your answer.
Yes, yes. And real quickly, because here in 1 Corinthians, we see St. Paul got the memo from Jesus on the fact that Jesus was instituting a new covenant sacrifice. And it's in the context, I would note, Alan, it's in the context of the Old Covenant Passover, you know, as Mark 14, Matthew 26, Luke 22, the gospel writers make very clear this is in the context of the Passover that Jesus establishes the new Passover, which is the sacrifice of himself, but not just, and the important thing is, yes, once for all in a bloody manner 2,000 years ago, but he institutes this sacrifice in an unbloody way. There, when on Holy Thursday, he says, do this in memory of me. Now, I mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, St. Paul says, Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Now, wait a minute. I thought the Passover was done once and for all, our new sacrifice on the cross. Well, according to St. Paul, well, yes, it's done once for all in a bloody way. But he then says, let us keep the feast. What feast? Well, as all Bible students know, the Passover consisted of more than just the first and bloody day of sacrifice. After that first day, you had 7 days of unleavened bread, where it's an unbloody sacrifice, but it is, according to Exodus chapter 12, just as much a part of the Passover sacrifice as is the first day. Well, that number seven is a number of completion. Eight, in fact, is a very important number. It's a number of the new covenant. And we see this fulfilled in the sacrifice in a bloody way. But now St. Paul says, again, 1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ our sacrifice has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the feast. What feast? The Passover feast. It continues. And more than just 7 days, because that was a symbol of the perfection which is yet to come. Obviously, because this is over 20 years after the crucifixion of our Lord, and yet what happens in 1 Corinthians 10:15, he describes it for us. The cup which we bless, is it not a participation? This is 1 Corinthians 10:15. Is it not a participation in the blood of the Lord? The bread which we break, is it not a participation in the body of the Lord? And that's what the Eucharist is. It's a participation in the body and blood of the Lord. And so radical is this reality of the Eucharist that Paul will say in 1 Corinthians 11, the next chapter, verses 27 through 29, if anyone eats or drinks unworthily, they eat and drink damnation to themselves. Why? Because they do not discern the body of the Lord. So this is why, my friend Alan, when we have the Eucharist reserved in a church, we understand that is Jesus Christ, Almighty God incarnate. So when we kneel down and worship him, that is not idolatry. And I wanted to make that clear, Alan. But then you also have statues. Now, this is very different. Statues of Mary and the saints that we do not worship as gods. We honor them because of the great men and women of faith that they were. And that, too, is absolutely biblical. You know, we see in 1 Timothy 5:17, St. Paul tells us to give double honor to the teaching elders. What does double honor mean? Twice as much as we give to others, right? We honor some members of the body of Christ more than others. Well, for two reasons. One is their office. Two is what God has done in them. There's one that comes to mind. Mary, Luke chapter 1, verse 48. All generations shall call me blessed. Why? For the Almighty has done great things for me. It's because of what God has done in her that we honor her. And so that's why you have statues of the saints and such. We do not worship them. We never offer sacrifice to them. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is only offered to God. We honor the great members of the body of Christ.
Alan, thanks so much for that call. We're delighted when folks who are not Catholic call. I don't think I gave that invitation today, and I should have, but we're delighted that you did. And call anytime, especially on a Tuesday and Thursday. It's always open forum on those days. Right now, I got to tell you, there are 9 lines open. 888-291-8000 is the number. So if you've been waiting to call because you couldn't get through or you tried a couple times, 9 lines open. Please dial 888-291-8000 and help us to use up all of this $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We have 24 minutes left in the hour. I don't know how we're doing, but I will try to check in a minute here. 888-291-8000 is the number.
I think we've got 11 open lines here, folks. We really need to hear from you at 888-291-8000. I want to remind folks of this $15,000 match and the fact that we really need to have a big drive this time. Consider this our summer slump.
We're having a fall slump.
We're having a fall slump right now, and I guess I shouldn't be laughing because with the numbers that I saw, you know, we really need some help, folks. So you know what? If you've been blessed by Catholic Answers over the years, now's the time to step up because we really are in need. At 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. We need those first-time callers. Folks, I know there are people that are listening to my voice right now, and you know you need to give. Probably over the last couple of drives, you've said, you know what, maybe I should give. Well, guess what, folks? Right now, we have 3 lines open. Give us a call. Come on, right now. You can give that $100. You can give that $25. Even if it's a one-time gift, folks, do not let the devil lie to you to say, oh, what is this going to do? You know what it's going to do? Everything.
Yep.
Because that's what we do at Catholic Answers. It's the moms and pops and all of us getting together and giving that $25 a month, $50 a month. That is what makes Catholic Answers viable. Come on. We've got some open lines at 888-291-8000.
Hi, my name is Austin Perez. I watch Catholic Answers Live every single day, Monday through Friday. I personally wanted to call and thank everyone at Catholic Answers. It's been a huge blessing to my life. I considered myself kind of like in that gray area of a Catholic, believing but not really practicing how I should have been. So you guys have been a tremendous help with my own spiritual journey. Thank you so much.
Austin, thank you so much for that testimonial, and thank you to all of you who continue to support Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live, this radio program, and now a television program. We're so grateful for it. You probably are aware of this, but I'll let you know in case you hadn't noticed. There's a kind of de-Christianizing going in the culture. People are losing their Christian faith, many because they believe they have found something that's more intellectually hefty in science, perhaps, or in the philosophies of the world. Maybe they have just become disinterested in the faith because they're very well entertained and well fed, and they don't feel a need for it. Whatever the reason is, the gospel isn't dead. The gospel didn't go away. It didn't stop being true. The truth is that Christ is the Son of God, given to us as a promise, as a sign of God's love for us. And when we are connected with Christ in the sacraments, we are, drinking the water of life. The fullness of life becomes ours, and life becomes more alive. That's the truth, and we want people to have that. We don't want it to be lost in our culture. We don't want our society to be lost. We don't want individuals to be lost and wandering for years and decades when they had just a basic question. If it could have been answered, they could have been in that intimate contact with Christ again. Yeah. That's what we do. We just try to help people get over those obstacles and come on back. 888 or come into the church for the first time. Many, many people have told us it was Catholic Answers Live that helped them. Certainly, it's the Holy Spirit that uses Catholic Answers Live. But we do believe we need to be there. We got Oh, one line open. Somebody fill that up for me right now because I got to take a quick break. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we want to use up, and we got about 20 minutes to do it. 888-291-8000.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum. I am Cy Kellett, your host, Tim Staples, our guest, both hours today, and it's open forum. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, we would love the opportunity to answer it. 888-318-7884 is that number. If you're Catholic, go ahead and call. If you're not Catholic, go ahead and call. If you're pro-Catholic, if you're anti-Catholic, if you just don't know where you fit, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884 and get your question answered. However, we will also take some time during the till the top of the hour to ask you to help us meet our match, $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Let me just reset a little bit here because we come to you for 6 hours every quarter. So I guess that's 24 hours a year. 24 hours a year, we spend part of those 24 hours asking you to support Catholic Answers. When you do, we're able to do all this stuff that we do. So we're streaming online. We've got the Catholic Answers app. We're on every social media outlet that you can be on, as far as I know. I don't know all of them, I guess, but maybe we're not on Tinder. I don't know how that one works, but but we're pretty. Is that a bad thing that I just said? Oh, Nick says don't talk about that. All right, sorry, Nick. I didn't know that. But we're a television, radio, satellite, all of it. We're trying to be wherever a human being might find themselves. Turning a dial or logging in and discovering the truth of God's love for them in Jesus Christ and the power of the sacraments, real power, not just symbols, not just signs, but real power because of the real presence of Christ in the sacraments. We want everybody to know that. That's the truth about the faith. To tell you the truth, it's the faith that every Christian shared for about 1,500 years. We've had our problems and disagreements over the last 500, but that's the faith that Christ handed on. We want everybody to have it. We need your support to do that. That number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We are all called to share the gospel, every one of us. And when we band together to do a thing like Catholic Answers Live, which is what we do, it's a coming together of the Catholic lay faithful, clergy, religious, in order to make this happen. We have lay faithful clergy and religious as guests on the show. We have Amen. Them as employees here, and we have them as donors, and we need you. 888-291-8000 is the number.
Amen. You know, Cy, you said that I travel a lot.
Yeah.
And I do. And of late, I've been traveling like a madman. And it's such a blessing, honestly. Yes, it's tiring at times. If we could just develop the beam me over technology,
I know.
Man.
What is the problem with these scientists? Get
right.
on this, scientists.
Get on it. You know, then it would be so good. But you know what, folks? When you're blessed enough to travel as we do, and you get out and you see folks and you hear the testimonies of lives changed, there is not a single conference I've been to in the last 10 years, and that's a lot of them, where at least one, usually it's multiple, come up and say, my life was changed, Tim. Please thank everybody at Catholic Answers. Thank you for this, 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 and this, and this. Folks, it's, you know, and I don't say that to toot my horn or Catholic Answers. This is just a fact. Mm-hmm. People's lives are being transformed. They happen upon the radio show. They happen upon get a hold of something, a book or whatever from Catholic Answers. And it is amazing to hear the testimonies. It never gets old. Are you kidding me? It is such a shot in the arm. But folks, the only way we do this is because you pick up the phone at 888-291-8000 and you call. You'll hear testimonies that we have here. Folks, call in and give us testimonies. We have testimonies that come in every single day at Catholic Answers. And I will guarantee you this. There is so much more that has to be done. We have tens of millions of souls walking around here in San Diego, California, across the United States, and indeed around the world, hundreds of millions who have no idea who Jesus Christ is, have no idea who they are in relation to God. They are empty, miserable. Many of them have PhD after their name. They wear suits and ties. Some of them are living in shacks somewhere in the middle of Mississippi or West Virginia. But the common denominator is they need Jesus, folks. And this is what we're here for at Catholic Answers, is to give people the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone as Catholics possess. Folks, pick up that phone now at 888-291-8000. And I want to emphasize what Cy said, because at times the phone lines, because this time we only have 14 phones. We usually have more than that. So from time to time, they're going to be full. If you can, if it's convenient for you, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There's a real easy form there to fill out, and that will contribute to our $15,000 match. You know what? I just got a good feeling, Cy. I believe folks are going to come through for us today and tomorrow and Thursday, because we are in need at Catholic Answers. There's one thing I know about our folks out there, that 25,000, 30,000 people that I mentioned.
Yeah.
They love Jesus.
Amen.
And when we're hurting, they come through. Be one of those folks, and be one of those new folks. We need to hear from some of you. You've never given before. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We are not going to come to you and ask you for any more between now and the end of the year. We'll do these days this week, and then we will not bother you to the end of the year. So when you're considering your end of year giving, I know that there are some folks who, they have enough money that they have to really think about their, okay, now what do they have tax considerations and all that kind of stuff. And all that's part of the world, and I understand that. I've not yet had that much money that I had to really worry about that.
You and me both, brother.
But as you consider your end of year giving, could you consider now, not waiting until the end of the year, remembering Catholic Answers? Maybe you're one of those people who is very specially blessed. You could give a $1,000 gift. I have a Tony right here that I just got a note. Tony gave us $1,000 just
praise
this hour.
Thank you, Tony.
Maybe you're one of those people that can give $5,000 or $10,000. That is extraordinary when it happens. It lights everybody on fire here when it does.
Amen.
And we'll be very grateful. But if you are a person who has never given before and you could pledge $20 a month, we want to send you two books. Darren, our producer, gets these deals so that we can send you these
goodness.
Books to folks.
That is a glorious
this
book.
This is a beautiful book. Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, an anthology of his writing called The Cries of Jesus from the Cross. One of the great voices for the Catholic faith in the 20th century. Really, one of the great voices.
I'm reading one of his books right now. I was reading it this morning. And the thing about that book, the one thing that drives me crazy about Fulton Sheen is I'm a highlighter and an underliner. I end up underlining the whole book because it's every line.
I know he's brilliant.
He is so brilliant. I'm reading again his Life of Christ. It's so glorious. I'm sure the seven last sayings are in that anthology.
One of his great pieces of writing.
Oh, yep. I mean, I've read those and more of Bishop Sheen. I will guarantee you, folks, you get that book, Bishop Sheen Feeds the Soul.
The Cries of Jesus from the Cross is the name of the book. If you can make a $20 a month pledge, that when it gets matched, that's $480 to us. But we're not just going to send you that. We're also going to send you Catholic Traditions and Treasures, an illustrated encyclopedia from Dr. Helen Hoffner. We'd love to have both of those. Now, I did mention that if you are one of those people who comes to the end of the year and says, yep, I can make a $500 gift, I can make a $1,000 gift. Maybe you're a $5,000 or $10,000 type person. If you are, we're able to add to that because we got these from the Augustine Institute. This is a part of their Lectio series, the Gospel of Mark. Tim Gray, one of the great Bible scholars, did a whole DVD set on the Gospel
amazing.
Of Mark, and
he's
it comes
amazing.
With a companion study guide. I've heard Tim Gray speak. He's just wonderful.
He really is.
Wonderful speaker and
brilliant.
Yeah. So we can give you all of that if you can make a pledge of $500 or $1,000 right now, or maybe you're a $5,000 or a $10,000. I'll just really quickly mention, because I do want to get to another call before we have to go. Yes. If you are one of those people who can make a $1,000 or $5,000 donation, look on our website, because there's a thing called the President's Club at $1,000 a year, or the Founders Circle at $5,000 a year. And Chris Check, our president, has all kind of, he has arranged certain benefits at those levels, or things that we're able to do for you, and we'd like to do those things.
Yes.
Thanks to Mary in Oklahoma, she just gave us $50. Okay, that's $100. Because Amen. It got matched. Kayla in Kansas Praise gave God. Us $20. That's $40. Thank you. I'm not getting all of the thank yous in because I think our phone lines are wiping people out. They're busy. That number,
we've got three open right now.
Three open. Fill them up. 888-291-8000. We want to send you the gifts. We want to hit this match. 888-291-8000. Let's take a call before we have to go. Matt in Denver, Colorado on 1060 AM.
Yes.
You are up next with Tim Staples. Your question, Matt.
Yeah, hi. My question regards indulgence is actually the yes. prerequisite to get a plenary indulgence.
Yes, great question, Matt.
So confession within, 8 or 20 days, what I heard. And my real question is on communion. Can you get a plenary indulgence if you don't receive communion on the day you do the work?
Right. That's a great question. And yes, you can, Matt. Here's the key. It's generally speaking about a week 10 days in either direction. Generally speaking, there's a great book put out by Pope Paul VI, The Enchiridion on Indulgences, that answers all these questions. I have it in my office. But generally, within a week or so of performing the action. Now, let's go over what's required real quick. You have to do the work, whatever it is that the Pope has declared, exercising the keys of the kingdom. He's saying, if you do this, you will get a plenary indulgence. So whatever that is, I know Pope Paul VI, one of the many things is praying the rosary with others in community in front of the exposed Blessed Sacrament. That will get you a plenary indulgence. But what you have to do is, within that general week in either direction of that time, you have to receive communion. You have to be in a state of grace. You have to pray for the intentions of the Pope. And you also have to be fully detached from all sins, both mortal and venial. That's the tough one, right? You've got to be fully detached. And we can never know this side of the veil whether we've actually attained that, but we can have moral certitude that we will at least gain a partial indulgence if we are in a state of grace. Now, once again, we don't have absolute metaphysical certainty, but we can have moral certainty that we'll at least gain that partial. And if, in fact, we are, like I said, completely detached from all sins, both mortal and venial, we gain that plenary indulgence. Plenary meaning a soul would be completely, freed from the pains of purgatory and ascend the heights of heaven. So, Matt, that's it in generally speaking, but check out the Enchiridion on Indulgences by Pope Paul VI, and he goes into lots of detail. Folks, I have to say this. Don't stop calling during the break. I see we just had a line open up right here at 888-291-8000. We're coming to the end, and we don't know if we've hit the 15,000, so please don't stop calling up to the break. Hopefully, I don't know if we'll be able to know before the end of the second hour whether we made it in the first hour.
I do think we will. Yeah, I'm told we will.
Well, folks, please don't stop. Another line just popped open, so 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling, Matt, the others, and Logan, Bo, Cameron, Russell. Hang on. We've got a whole nother hour, and we're going to get to your questions as well here on Catholic Answers Live. And Cy, I'm excited, man. I should be tired. I just got off an airplane from Rome.
I know you're
10 o'clock last night, and somehow I'm excited, brother.
888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. As we go to the top of the hour break, that's a perfect time to either pick up the phone and call, or maybe you got a couple minutes and you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and support Catholic Answers right now. 6 minutes until the top of the hour. We want to use up every dollar of that $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We will be able to let you know in the next hour if we have made it. 888-291-8000. 8000. The number, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I'll tell you what, it's a tough time in our culture. It's a very tough time out there. There's tons of confusion. I suppose one way to think about what Catholic Answers does is just try to relieve some of that confusion, whether it's kids call, teens call with their moral questions or their questions about Jesus or God the Father or the sacraments. We have millennials calling. We have young adults calling, elder folks calling. From every walk of life, people will call. And I suppose what our hope is when they're done with that call is, first of all, they got their question answered. And second of all, they're closer than they were a minute before to fully being in communion with Christ and his church. That's what we hope for. From what we hear, it does indeed happen. We don't have to give up. We're not going to give up. Just Amen. Because there's powerful media, there's a powerful university professors, there are powerful book publishers pushing against Christianity in the culture, we will not let the Christian culture fail, at least not without a fight. Be part of the fight. Give us a call now. You got 4 minutes left to help us meet that match for the hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. $15,000 dollar for dollar match. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.